Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Time now to get an update at the Kotel. Avi Kay joins us on the line. Avi, welcome once again to the Afternoon Overdrive.
Thanks, Mark. Thank you so much for having me.
No, great to have you on board. And please go ahead. I take it now that, Avi, the last time we chatted, you didn't have a chance to get to the Kotel. So I take it now that you can update us.
So, as I said, I still, to my embarrassment, have not been to the Kotel. Since then, we've been very busy with personal family things, which I think is important to maybe share in the next few moments.
Please.
But I keep up on the chats and I keep up with what's happening. The long and the short of it is that the Kotel continues to be the center point of Jewish life around the world. When a new general of the IDF, the Israeli Defense Force, is installed, the first place he went to visit was the Kotel. When a hostage has been held by terrorists for over 500 days, she makes her way to the Kotel. And these are people from different walks of life within the Israeli society. And we are now entering the season where the bitter cold is almost coming to an end. Last week was frightfully cold in Jerusalem. I spent the whole week there for good things. I was there again today, and it was a lot milder. But really, just to reiterate that the Kotel continues to be the place of salvage, the place of comfort for Jews in Israel, and they go there to visit, whether you're the head of the army, whether you're someone who's been in captivity, or just a person who's looking to reconnect with the source. And as I mentioned earlier, we were very blessed last week to have our first grandchild. And the reason
congratulations from all of us and blessings, Avi. Yes, indeed.
Thank you. To share that experience is that as a South African, I remember as a young boy spending time in the Joburg General Hospital. My late grandparents weren't well and they were treated there. And it was a lily white place, to put it mildly. I'm talking now maybe the late 70s, early 80s.
Okay.
And that was in the heart of apartheid. You know, that was the way things ran. The term has been used to label and lambaste Israel. When you go to the hospital where my grandson was born, on Mount Scopus, which is an extension of the Mount of Olives, you will be met by a kaleidoscope of Israeli society. There are ultra-religious families having their children there. There are secular Israelis. There are Arabs, both Christians and Muslims. Everybody mingling around. You have no idea whether the nurse who's going to walk through the door is Jewish, whether she's religious or not, whether she's Arab, whether she's Christian, and the system just operates. The nurses walk in with a smile. There's midwifery in Israel is seen as a calling. And I remember our four children being born in the Park Lane in Johannesburg, and late Dr. Rodney Unterslag saying to us that the nursing sisters in this department are angels. She says there's one particular elder nurse in the neonatal ICU. She says she knows more than most pediatricians. And this was an angel of a lady. And it's the same thing here in Israel. Ladies who are pediatric nurses or neonatal nurses are just a different breed. And we were just privileged, or I was privileged to see this and to go through the process of our grandson being born there. They were in hospital the whole week. Thank God everything was fine. It was just a precaution. But just to experience the kaleidoscope and everybody getting on, to put it simply.
Wow.
And I kept wondering, where's the apartheid? How do you use such a vile term to lambaste the country when I'm standing in Arab East Jerusalem on Mount Scopus? I had no hassle driving in or out any time of the day, driving through an Arab area that, if you know anything about history, was absolutely pivotal in the War of Independence. And to this day has remained a predominantly Arab area. And yet, when you go into the ward after you've had your baby, there's just everybody mingling around. You hear Arabic, you hear English, you hear Hebrew. And to me, it just really rekindled this idea that people are generally good. And people just want to do the best for themselves and their families. So besides the joy of having our first grandchild, for me, it was the joy of just seeing how people can live together, generations can go on together.
Indeed,
and
Avi.
Mike, for me, it was a bittersweet time because the hospital that we were at was the hospital that Ebby was taken to after he was murdered. It was the hospital we were told the news, and it's the hospital where we went to identify him. And I didn't go down to the lobby area where the restaurants are, because I knew it would just bring back all those memories.
Indeed.
I went back during the labor because I knew the good news was coming. And then I went back after the baby was born. And as I walked down, again, I don't know if it's just in my mind, but the room was light. There was a sense of energy there. And I just thought that, yes, the wheel turns. As our lives were shattered at that time, standing in that lobby, so we hear 4 years later, the wheel has turned, the new generation has come, and we need to be able to hold that pain, but at the same time knowing, as I've said so often, that the sun will set and the sun will rise. Are you going to be part of that energy? Are you going to be part of that cycle? Or is it just going to pass you by?
Avi, I'm so sorry. Avi, I'm so sorry. I have to cut you short there. We have to cut for a short news break. I do sincerely apologize, but Avi, I just want to make sure you are going to stay a little longer with us just to continue along.
Absolutely.
Avi, thank you so much. Avi K, guide to the Kotel, joining us on the line. Time check. It's just gone 28 minutes to 5. Time now for a quick news update. Let's see what's happening in the world.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Well, if you just joined us, welcome to the second hour, the Afternoon Overdrive on 101.9 Chai FM. I'm Michael McKenna. Time check has just gone 27 minutes to 5. Joining me on the line, we welcome Avi K, a guide to the Kotel. Avi, before you keep telling us, you know, that, well, keep along those lines of that very inspirational story that you had before we went to that news update, this message from Karen. Karen says, Mazel tov, Avi. So awesome. I trained at Johannesburg General, also at Hadassah Hatzavim. Wonderful vibes and joy. Two babies and how a very busy. Oh. Indeed, Avi. Yeah, right. So you're reminiscing is really, really bringing people on board. Avi, I must sincerely apologize to you for interrupting you then, because we had to go
to a
news update. But please continue. Continue about what you were experiencing and what you were observing.
When I walked into that lobby, I just had a sense of light and a sense of regrowth. It was very beautiful to be there. And today, at my grandson's breast, as his Brit Miller, my son had asked that a particular couple was there and was given an honor. These are just good friends of ours who got married in the same week as my wife and I did. They've also made Aliyah, living here in Israel. But my son said that when we walked out that room after we had been told the news, they were there. They were there, and they were just solid all the way through. And just to show how important friends are, and they represent the South African community that have been there with us and for us throughout this whole passage of time, and to be able to give them an honor in just of a way of saying, you were quiet, you were subtle, but you were constantly there for us. And I thank you. We thank them for that. But Mike, moving on to the project, the LEK project,
right.
The vineyard.
That was going to be my next question.
Next week, we're starting to prune already. We just planted in August, and now we're starting to prune. We've had growth that has been unexpected, and we are starting to prune so that the plants, the vines can grow correctly. They can really take advantage of the environment, the soil, the air, and everything else that is around there. pruning is a very, very important part of making sure that a plant grows correctly. But I just want to reach out to anybody who's coming to visit. If you want to go down there, you want to participate in the pruning, please just yell, let us know, and with pleasure, you're more than welcome to come. If there are any people in Israel that are listening that are want to be involved, there are groups going down from next week onwards, please just reach out. You can find us on lek.org website and be in touch, or on Instagram, and we would love to have you there to share our growth and our vision, and just showing how we can turn something that looks barren into something that flourishes and indeed, is there to help.
Wow.
So far, over 4,000 people suffering from PTSD mm-hmm. have benefited from that vineyard.
Avi, so I've asked you this before. Global response you are getting to the LEK project and support in general. Well, what would be interesting is from this part of the world too. What are you seeing?
We're seeing that the response is just growing in the most unbelievable fashion. In fact, we are busy working with a organization right now called Cause Match, which is a fundraising organization, in order to help us launch a fundraiser, which will be coming up in a few weeks' time.
Okay.
Last night, the night before actually, was a pivotal evening. We sat down with our partners in Canada and sorted the whole process out with them. Canada is very difficult when it comes to charity in Israel, but there's always ways to do things that are correct. And ultimately, people are looking for a way to help growth after the destruction and to help those who have suffered so much. So just watch the space. We're wow. really going through great pain, so to speak, to make sure that we launch something that is really clear, is simple, easy to use, and most importantly, easy to understand where your money is going. And while the LEK project continues to do projects in Israel that help in agriculture, help in education, and help those who have suffered from the terrible war that we are going through.
Avi, it's always a pleasure having you on board, and thanks so much for joining us today to at least bring us some food for thought, to put it mildly, and inspiration as to where the LEK project stands at the moment. Avi, thank you so much. Avi K, guide to the Kotel, joining us as usual on a Thursday afternoon.